at this point in an election year, we're inundated with various polls, all seeking to predict what might happen when voters finally get to the ballot box. But very often, much more insight can be gained from looking closely at the convictions guiding voter preferences rather than the particular candidates they say they plan to support. The Pew Research Center does invaluable work in analyzing the role that religious preferences play in voter behavior, and I am delighted to welcome senior researcher Jessica Martinez to State of Belief Radio. Jessica, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What are the most noteworthy findings in the just-released Pew Faith and the 2016 campaign survey?
Specifically, we've asked some questions about some of the 2016 presidential candidates, including how religious people think candidates are and how good a president they might make if they're elected. Mm-hmm. And so we find that generally more Americans see the GOP presidential candidates as religious than say the same about Democratic candidates. For example, roughly two-thirds of Americans think Ben Carson and Ted Cruz are either very or somewhat religious people. About 6 in 10 say the same about Marco Rubio, compared to about half who say this about Hillary Clinton and 4 in 10 who say it about Sanders. And the exception to this pattern is Donald Trump. Only about 3 in 10 Americans think Trump is at least somewhat religious, and that's lower than the share who say this about the other candidates we asked about.
I find the correlation between evangelical Christianity and dislike of the Democratic candidates particularly striking. Are these levels of opposition typical, or is this a particularly polarized year?
What we're finding is that there's a partisan divide in how religious people think the candidates are. And what I mean by that is Republicans tend to think that the Republican candidates are religious at higher rates than Democrats, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Democrats think the Democratic candidates are religious mm-hmm. at higher rates than the Republicans. And white evangelical voters are one of the groups that most consistently identifies with the Republican Party. So that might be some of what you're seeing there in mm-hmm. their views of the Democratic candidates. It's both a political and maybe a religious outlook.
I see. Another thing that stood out for me was the disdain for an atheist candidacy. Lack of religious faith is still, sadly, the most unpopular characteristic of the potential candidate for the White House. But I want to highlight how much that number has changed in just a few years. Would you talk about that, please?
Right. So we ask about a list of potential characteristics of presidential candidates and whether these things would make someone more or less likely to support a candidate or whether it wouldn't matter. And being an atheist or, you know, someone not believing in God, that's one of the biggest liabilities that Americans see among a potential presidential candidate. So about half of people say they would be less likely to vote for someone who doesn't believe in God. And that's higher shares than, say, the same thing about, you know, someone who's had an extramarital affair in the past or mm-hmm. someone who's used marijuana in the past. But as you mentioned, we've seen some change in this question over time. So as recently as 2007, more than 6 in 10 said they'd be less likely to support an atheist mm-hmm. Compared to just half now. And the share saying it wouldn't matter to them either way has grown over that short period of time.
Hmm. What comes out as the biggest surprises in the findings of the Pew Faith and the 2016 campaign survey?
In general, being seen as a religious person seems to be an asset for the potential presidential candidates. You know, nearly all Republican or Republican-leaning registered voters who think that Cruz or Rubio or Carson would be either a good or great president, mm-hmm. they also say that they view those candidates as at least somewhat religious. But when it comes to Trump, again, he's an exception here. There are many Republicans who think that Trump would be a good or great president despite the fact that they perceive him as not being a religious person.
Mm-hmm. This is a surprise. Do your numbers show why this is a surprise?
People bring their faith to these decisions, but mm-hmm. there are also many other factors that come into play when when people are evaluating potential presidential candidates. And so this survey doesn't go deeply into some of the other factors that might be coming into play, but it does suggest that religion, while important for many, is not the only thing that's on people's minds when it comes to evaluating the potential presidential candidates.
That's a very good reminder, and I appreciate you saying that. Are there other trends that emerge in the survey responses this time?
Whether or not people think that political leaders have been expressing too much or too little religious faith and prayer. And we find that about 4 in 10 Americans say there's been too little of this kind of talk from political leaders, compared to 27% who say there's been too much. And while this hasn't changed a lot since 2014 when we last asked it, if you look back at 2012, the last time we were in a presidential election cycle, these figures have reversed. At that time, more people said there was too much religious talk from political leaders than said there was too little.
That is very interesting. Overall, does this survey suggest that the intense media focus on religious issues and coverage of this year's presidential campaign is appropriate?
You know, it's hard to say. We find that roughly half of people say it's important to them to have a president that share their religious beliefs, and so it is one of many important factors that people are thinking about. We find that a majority of Americans continue to think that religion is losing influence on American life, including half of people who think this is a bad thing. And as I just mentioned, there's a growing share of people who think there's too little religious expression from political leaders. So there's certainly an interest from many Americans in having a role for religion in politics and in public life.
Jessica, is there anything else in the survey that our listeners should pay particular attention to as they look at religion and the 2016 campaigns?
There's definitely more in the survey, so I'd encourage people to take a look at it. Our website is pewresearch.org, and from there you can find the report, which is titled Faith in the 2016 Campaign, and you can look through all of the findings there on the web or download the PDF file for yourself.
Jessica Martinez is a senior researcher at Pew. Pew has just released the eye-opening findings of its Faith and the 2016 campaign survey. Jessica, I know you're busy. I thank you so much for being with us today, sharing this information with our listeners on State of Belief Radio.
Well, thanks so much for having me.